Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Act like gents. Lyrically. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. And guess what, boys? It's Wide Receiver Friday. Congratulations to all who observe and celebrate.
In honor of Garrett Wilson's catch.
In honor of Garrett Wilson's absurd shin catch, we're only having wideouts on the show today.
Hey, let's do that.
Wideouts are bust. Amani Toomer at 11. Governor Westmore, I believe, was a wideout at Hopkins. Seriously. I may need to confirm that, but as far as today goes, he was a wideout. And at 1 o'clock, Santana Moss joins the program.
Yeah. Wideouts all over the place.
A little bit of news breaking right off the tizop. We always read Commanders press releases as they come in. I like this one. Washington Commanders announced safety Jeremy Reeves as their nominee for the 2024 Salute to Service Award presented by USAA. Revo is just an absolute stand-up dude. I believe his mom was in the Air Force and his father was in the Army, or was maybe a reserve or was in the Army. Clearly, the military means a ton to him. Shout out to Revo. Hope you win it, buddy.
I like Revo.
Yeah.
Revo's a good dude.
Great dude.
Yeah.
I believe he's from Pensacola. If that's accurate, that's a heavy military town, so it would all kind of add up. So, cool news there. We were just joking about it. I think Ovi wants to break this record this year.
Yeah, he said, no, what the hell, we're waiting.
Yeah.
Let's get it done now.
Yeah, dude. He's on fire. The Caps are on fire. Caps are now 7-2. Will the Commanders join them on Sunday?
Let's get it.
We'll know Sunday by like 5 o'clock.
Yep. We'll know before that.
That's true. Might know by 4:30. Think it'll be final, but you're sounding like you might know by 2 o'clock.
No, I'm just saying you'll know way before 5. I mean, the games are 3 hours probably.
I think that game ends at 4:18 p.m.
I will go at 4:09.
4:09. Landfill, you got a guess?
I'm gonna say 4:02.
4:02, you got to move it quick, Callahan style.
Yeah.
Hey, right. We're running every play.
We're running, completing passes, clock moving.
Keep it moving, baby. But the problem is, quarterback on the other side, if he doesn't complete all the passes,
he's going to get sacked a lot.
Just a quick update on the Caps. I woke up this morning. I guess we don't have the stream going because nobody knows where Jeff is, but I am wearing my Caps t-shirt. Devils are still in first place in the Metro. With 16 points. Caps are tied for second with the Hurricanes with 14 points. They've played 9 games. The Devils have played 13.
Hey.
So it's going to work itself out.
I would
out.
Just say take the numbers and go with that and say, well, they're in first place right now.
They're in first place for teams that have played 9 games.
Yeah.
How's that? Just really impressive start. You got to like Coach Carberry, everything they've got cooking over there.
They're playing for him.
For sure. How was your Halloween, B?
Quiet.
Did you not many kids come to the house?
By the time I got home, nobody ever came after that.
Where were you?
My said only one or two people stopped by anyway.
See, you said people used to ride around in cars and golf carts.
Cars and golf carts.
So it's bizarre in my neighborhood. Is it my neighborhood on the whole gets absolutely packed for Halloween, but my street kind of doesn't? We put out the bowl of candy because we wanted to walk with the girls, and it was all gone. But Our street was never
two
that crowded.
Two kids took that.
They might have. And I don't even care.
Two kids roll in and say, oh, dog, they told us to take all of this.
The problem is, so there's one street in my neighborhood that gets bananas. They close the street down. It's absolutely packed.
Mm-hmm.
But then all the ensuing neighborhood are kind of quiet. So then we are walking around with the girls just doing some regular old trick-or-treating. It was fun. And all these, you know, all these families were like, oh, take as much as you want. We have too much candy. So then my daughters take like two fistfuls of candy to the point where I had to carry their candy bags because they couldn't carry them. They were too heavy.
Are you complaining? That's what you're going to be eating the rest of the week.
I already started. My candy habit's just completely out of
control. He's sitting up here as if he's pissed off. He probably was on the way. Now, listen, kids. If they say take a lot, grab two handfuls.
Landville's just throwing stuff in there. I don't know what he's got going on, but there are just things being launched in there. You all right?
There's stuff in my way, and there's absolutely no reason for it to be here, so I'm just yeeting it.
I mean, real quick, is anybody – do we know where Jeff is?
No.
On the show sheet, we all picked our time for when the Commanders game ends on Sunday. I went latest. Landville went earliest. I just got a tweet. This is kind of funny. Scarence Terrence McLaurin says, Landville just hopes the game's done by 4:20. Wonder why you'd pick that number.
He just didn't want to put those numbers in the right order, right?
On the show sheet, Jeff Walker's Week 9 hype song is scheduled for 10:45.
Yeah.
Well, we have heard from Jeff by 10:45.
Yeah, I think he's just leaving the studio. Jeff, on his way.
Yo, Jeff pulled an all-nighter. Jeff went trick-or-treating. And then went to the studio and is now on his way in. So we look forward to that. Serious question for you, B. Did you watch Thursday Night Football?
I watched a good bit of it.
Dog of a game.
But I just think that Jameson Williams could play, right?
Garrett Wilson?
Yeah, Garrett, not Garrett.
Jameson Williams can do a lot of things.
Outright play, but you know. What's going on? I was trying to poop.
Shout out to Jeff. He's
here. He was trying to poop on him and stuff at one point. You know, that dude can play.
Oh, he's a player.
We got another drop. We got another drop at the goal line, dude.
I that's what I want to ask you about. You played football at a serious level your whole life.
Yeah.
College ball, NFL for 14 years. You scored. I mean, I can pull up your numbers from the NFL. How many touchdowns do you think you scored over your career?
NFL career? Or
all of it.
Everything, well over 100.
Right. Okay.
And I never dropped one before I got an end zone.
Did it ever even come to mind?
No. We've always been taught, get into the damn end zone. See the dude throw his hands up, then you do what you want to do.
I can't fathom
it. I don't understand it, man. It's like, you know, why do you have to try to be so damn cool? That could have come down to where that touchdown or they could have had them lose that game.
I cannot fathom how that happens.
Hey.
Like, what is the thought
process?
Everything
today is about trying to showboat and look a certain way. Guys want to.
People have been showboating a long time. That's not new.
No. I ain't saying it's new. But when you do it just to put everything on you, you do stupid stuff sometimes. And everybody wants to go viral. He going viral for the wrong thing, wrong reason.
I cannot fathom how that happens. The first one of these I remember is DeSean Jackson. I think when he was in college, right, at Cal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I almost wonder if people, like, want to prove how close they can get to the goal line. I
think he was running so fast he thought he was in the end zone, and he dropped it. And I just think that. Get into the damn end zone. Then do it.
It is so stupid.
There's no reason to drop the ball before you get in the damn end zone.
Houston. Obviously some injuries there, right? Nico Collins isn't playing. Steph Diggs gone for the year.
Yep.
Did you see Stroud's line last night?
Yeah. 10 of what, 30-something?
11 for 30.
Yeah.
For 191 yards. Mixon was good on the ground.
Yeah.
But, dude, what do you make of Stroud at this point? Now, listen, Houston's 6-3. They're dealing with some injuries. They kind of have to reconfigure their offense.
I'm not doubting him at all right now. I mean, you don't have your two top receivers. And you're going to start trying to force things.
You still have Tank Dell, right?
You don't have your two top receivers. I don't care if you got Tank Dell or not. You can't have one guy and go against a defense that good and think you're going to have a lot of open lanes. So what happened is when you don't have Nico, you don't have Steph, what they're going to do is say, Tank, you're not going to have much. Now you're forcing it, trying to make other guys step up. So I'm not going to knock him and doubt him. I think that, listen, yeah, we've seen Pat have games look like that. We've seen Tom have games. I think he's okay, but he's going to have to get his people back. If he don't get them back soon, he's going to have problems for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he also didn't turn it over. I guess he had the fumble. He didn't throw any picks. But that Houston team, that D-line is pretty damn good. The Jets D-line showed up in a big way last night. Mm-hmm. I thought Quinnen Williams kind of ran that game. Aaron Rodgers, 22 of 32, 210, three touchdowns. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Devontae Adams caught one. Garrett Wilson.
He can't do it 1 week and think we're going to forget about everything else, though.
Garrett Wilson was phenomenal in that game. The catch he made on his shin is it's hard to describe. Hopefully you saw.
He had several unbelievable catches last night.
Totally. But the touchdown catch was just crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Just absolutely crazy. Hear me out here, B. The Jets are now 3-6. They go to Arizona. But they got a pretty long break here because they played Thursday night. That game's not till November 10th. To Arizona, then the Colts, then a bye week. If they can pull off a little run here, if they can win the next two, and they might be favored in both of those, is my guess. Then they're 5-6 with the stretch run remaining after a bye.
That flying from New York to Arizona, keep that in mind.
After 10 days off.
I don't care. When you go across the country, if you don't play smart like the Commanders did, you might have trouble.
You know what was interesting is talking with Terry McLaurin, and you guys will hear that audio a little later. Talking with Terry yesterday, he said, like, you know, when do you think this team kind of came together? And he's like, I really think that week in Arizona, because it's one thing for training camp, but we all were going home. He's like, that week in Arizona, we were all there together.
So in other words, going to training camp and being away from home might be something that may be beneficial, right? Just saying.
Might be.
People
have asked me about the week in Arizona. Let's be crystal clear what made that possible. 100% crystal clear. So the Commanders had the Monday night game in Cincinnati. Then they flew directly to Phoenix, stayed out there for the week before the, I guess that was the week four game against Arizona. They won both of those games. What made that possible was ownership willing to spend the money. That is all that was.
Nothing else. But what else could make it possible? That's the only thing that could make it possible.
But that didn't exist before.
Yeah, but let's stop talking about that.
I'm just saying,
about
like,
the people moving forward.
These are good things happening.
Yeah, looking at big ass front window and stop looking in the rearview mirror.
I think it's fair to point to celebrate the wins that didn't happen for 25 years.
I think if you get something going, you keep doing it. You don't keep looking back. Like if you're sitting up here, you're married now, you keep telling your wife, oh, when I had this other girlfriend, you see what happened with that. So that's basically what it is. Like, move past it, and it's over with. It's done. It's just go with the good stuff. All this good stuff happening, let's celebrate that and stop worrying about the ignorance that never was possible.
I think this is bananas, but I've heard this now. I was listening to PFT's podcast this morning, part of my take. I saw this. People I think are really prisoners of the moment. There are people saying that the Garrett Wilson touchdown catch last night was the best catch ever.
I'm not going to go there.
I don't know what is, but to me, it is an absurd catch. I don't know how you get your shin down before, like, a knee or a foot or anything
else. That Beckham catch right there that they're showing back and forth, that's unbelievable when you are stretched out behind your head. Come on, dog.
To me, best catch ever. Yes, Jeff.
I have a question.
Thanks for joining us.
What's up, JP? It's obviously I was late, JP. God dang. How many times you going to highlight that? But I got a question.
So
I got a question about this one-handed catch. Last weekend, George Pickens had a catch where it was similar, where his, I think it was like his left leg touched one time.
His left leg hit, touched twice.
Then it touched again. If we look at this Garrett Wilson play, it happens the same way.
No, when you get a body part down.
If you get a shin.
Yeah.
Even on the same leg?
Yeah.
If it's a shin or a knee.
Or a butt.
Or a butt, that takes over the 2 feet.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
What's that, Jeff?
Nah, because it's like, dude, it's the same leg. So if 1 foot touched twice in bounds, but a foot and my shin touch on the same leg, that's not,
it's just
that don't
like,
complete the catch.
It's like if you're running a ball and your forearm hit the ground, you're down. But if you were to have like this part of your hand hit it, you still could run. It's some weird stuff, you know?
Yeah, man.
Certain little things. But I'm just saying, the referee that's able to see that in real time, badass dude right there.
Yeah.
I think for me, if you're going to discuss greatest catch ever, it's an incredible catch.
Mm-hmm.
I just tend to lean towards like important moments to define greatness.
Yeah.
Was it Plaxico or Santonio Holmes that caught that fade from Roethlisberger in the Super Bowl?
In the end zone?
Yeah.
I thought it was Santonio.
Like, that to
me.
The
one against Arizona?
Yeah,
was it?
Against Arizona.
Yeah.
It cost me a lot of money, and I'm...
How about the one that Eli threw on the sideline?
That's what I was about
to say. You know what I'm saying?
David Tyree, the helmet catch?
That right there.
Like, I lost a ton of money on that game, but... catch, I mean, he caught it on his helmet in the Super Bowl.
But
like,
see, that catch was so great that they made it a play in Madden, and you couldn't stop it.
The dude, listen, nobody ever holds on to a ball that much when people pulling them all that. He had one hand on the ball, on his helmet, and he kept it there.
And I just, totally.
And listen, man, this day and age, everybody wants to say what's the best thing ever. That happens every other day now.
Right.
You see, it's the best ever. Because back then you see something, they would say, it reminds me of what happened before. Today it's automatically the best ever. Because everybody wants to say, I saw or I did the best thing ever.
Microwave society.
Yeah, give me a break with that.
I agree with you. It's a hell of a catch. I don't want to take anything away from the play he made, but it's week 9.
I think the best
Jets,
catch
Texans.
Ever. I was sitting there last night, and I went to move, and I hit my little table. And my drink was falling off, and I caught it with one hand. Boom. And went right to the sip. That's the best catch ever. I would have some shattered crystal on my floor.
One thing I always talk about, I'm curious if you saw it last night. I guess you didn't have many trick-or-treaters come through. Shout out to a lot of people last night. I'm just walking around with the kids. Like, we're like, hey, love the radio show. So appreciate you to the folks that said that. But I was expecting to see a ton of Jaden Daniels jerseys last night because I know they're selling. I see it all around the city. There is Commanders gear, burgundy and gold, old Skins gear. Like, it's everywhere. I still, last night, the most popular sports costume I saw, who do you think it was?
Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes.
You know why?
Because
people have bought those jerseys already, and they're going to wear them. You know what mom and dad said? You're not wearing that brand new jersey I just brought. Put on the old one. Pat Mahomes. Next year, it'll be Jaden's. See, when people.
That's true.
When you first, like, and the thing, like, you become popular, all of a sudden, that has seemed like a great thing. So let's go wear the old costume. Well, not the new one yet. We'll make that the costume next year.
It was weird weather. I mean, I walked around in shorts and a t-shirt, dude. I was wearing jeans out at the park, and I was like, it's too hot.
I don't know. This
My weather, neighborhood's hilly as hell.
I think
too.
This weather has a mental problem. Dude, wasn't it like 50 degrees or 30 degrees a few nights ago?
Yeah.
And then last night.
I want to say Monday night it was cold.
Dude, listen. So I woke up, and I'm looking around. I'm like, why are all my doors open? I realized. I had gotten up to go to the bathroom, and I turned the damn air up, because I had the heat on at first. Turned the air up and opened all the doors like I was hot as hell. So the weather is killing me, man. I'm trying for it to move on, and this time of the year I don't like because it starts getting dark too quick.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming this weekend.
Yeah,
daylight savings is Saturday night.
I've been going home at 4:45, 4:50, and you're looking, and it's already starting to get dark. And by the time I get home, I am tired.
The flip side, though, B, it is really hard to motivate in the morning when it's dark out. Like, it's dark at damn near 8 o'clock. Like, it's dark at, like, 7:45 a.m. You know what I mean? Like, I went to the dentist yesterday. I had the early appointment. It looked like midnight, and it was 6:45 a.m.
Yeah, but when it's 6:45 and it's light and it's going to be 20 and 30, you're not going to be motivated then either. I promise you that.
I hate the winter. Let's go back to Arizona.
You won't be motivated the Commanders, then.
We'll all go hang out with Bill. We got a packed show. It is Wide Receiver Friday. Amani Toomer, Governor Wes Moore, and Santana Moss join the program. Nobody go anywhere. 106. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
6-7 the fan. A few things I want to give a shout out to. I think the stream should start soon, but Jeff's disappeared again. Jeff is here, though.
It should be up.
It's not. It's just
his camera looking at me normally.
What
should have been up 20 minutes ago. I mean, I don't know what's going on here.
Jeff had never seen the Super Bowl shuffle, so I just showed him that during the break.
I told you young people don't look past the year they were born.
What was that like? You were in college when the Super Bowl shuffle came out?
That was the Chicago Bears, you know?
Yeah, what was that 85 Bears team like? Because they were a wagon.
The 85 Bears team was basically, they would run the ball so effectively on you, then they got on defense and they put a stranglehold on you. Can you imagine?
That was your favorite player too, right? Didn't you love Walter Payton?
Oh, I always love Walter. You can imagine the defense of Baltimore from 2000,
mm-hmm,
and put the running game of Gerald Riggs and Ernest Byner together. Basically who your football team was.
They were first in points allowed, first in yards allowed, first in turnovers. That's
why they put a stranglehold.
Stats are just...
Now, the offense was just, they ran the ball a lot. They didn't have a lot else going on.
No, yeah.
But when
they
you
had
can't
the top
score,
rushing attack in the league.
Yeah.
First in attempts, first in yards, first in touchdowns. The passing game wasn't much to write home about.
Yeah.
Who beat them? Miami beat them on a Monday night football game. I remember, because they said it was like the ghost of the 72 Dolphins, right? So they were 12-0 going to Miami for Monday night football. That's the only loss they took all year. They finished the year 18-1,
mm-hmm,
beat the bejesus out of New England in the Super Bowl. I remember that quarterback was Tony Eason or something.
Eason.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
This is opposite from that, though. Is Cam in costume or that's just his regular gear?
Bro, that's how he dressed.
Looks a damn mess.
So Cam Newton, what is this, Stephen A? I don't even know what these shows are anymore.
First Take, something like that.
Yeah, that's how he dresses. That's how
weird,
he dresses.
Oh, weird.
Like walking around.
Weird.
He's weird. Do you, man. Walter Payton finished that year with 1,500 yards, 9 touchdowns. Fellow by the name of Matt Suhi rushed for 471 yards. That team is just an absolute.
Matt Suhi.
Suhi, wagon.
Walter Payton, man, dude. They call him Sweetness. You didn't think that when he ran into you and ran over you.
Running the ball is like making romance. That's the line he dropped in the Super Bowl shuffle. Brian, big game this weekend for Washington. I think a chance to really assert themselves as the best team in the NFC East.
Yeah.
You've got Philly one game behind. And I guess we'll find out together, kind of, if this resurgence for the Eagles. I think Philly's won three in a row. They've definitely won two in a row.
But I hear people saying trap game. You know what's good for Washington? Having Philly right there.
Yeah.
Which means you got to always be having you're having to pedal to the metal. Out there always trying to do the right things. And I don't think that they have the mindset that, oh, we're going to just look past somebody. I don't think they have that mindset.
They can't. They shouldn't. If they do, that's a flaw, and that would reflect me on coaching and the locker room. And being in that locker room, I don't see that.
No, I'm just saying.
I think we need to be clear, though. I'm curious if you agree with me. I think this weekend could be a very tough game, and it has nothing to do with looking past the Giants.
Yeah, I'm with that. I think the Giants have proven over the years that they come to play when Washington rolls in town. I don't give a damn what the record is or not. When you play inside your conference, that's when things play tougher. But you also can also take that step forward and say, okay, we're supposed to beat you, and we beat you handily. But whether they win by 1 point or two touchdowns, you won the damn game. You know, I'm not ever going to be a person where we win by one point and people are like, oh, man, like Philadelphia be pissed off if you win by 1 point. Win by 1 point, I'm happy as hell, no matter what. Because the object is to win the game, not, oh, I got to blow them out a certain point.
You play to win the game. All right, the stream is up, youtube.com/@1067TheFan. If you want to hang out, you can look at us there. Mass Destruction, first person in the chat this
morning.
What
up, Mass?
He just said, good morning. Good morning, sir.
Bonjour.
Now I can show the world my dope Caps t-shirt. This is an old school breaking t-shirt. I love this. And I got this vest is kind of fly, right? Shout out to Washington Jesuit Academy.
Hey, JP trying to get people to bid on this stuff. Jeff trying to catch up on the game.
Nah, I like this vest. You don't like it?
Huh?
You don't like this vest?
I'm really not too much of a vest guy, but.
Really?
Yeah.
You know me, I'm always cold, so I like having
vests. Yeah, I'm not a vest.
I'm a vest
You're
guy.
Not invested? I'm not a vest guy.
Jeff coming in hot this morning.
Jeff.
Driving Lambo bananas.
That joke
crazy.
Was just like you were late.
That was good. That was good.
No, I just didn't want to interrupt y'all. Y'all were talking, man. It was a good one. It was a good one. Don't lie.
Nah. If you're the only person, if you laugh at your joke before anybody else laughed, that means it wasn't that good.
Brian, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
And it's about a fella named Brian.
Jeff just flipped me off, dude.
Yo, Jeff's on one this morning.
Somebody said JP dressing like Lurch.
From the Junkies? We both just dress like 40-year-old white dudes? I think that's pretty normal.
At least y'all don't got the New Balance.
I'm going to talk to B. Mitch about football now, Jeff. Vegas, I find this pretty interesting. If you looked at last week, the numbers flipped significantly once it became apparent Jaden was going to play, right? Mm-hmm. And you can say whatever you want about Vegas does. I know that Chris Russell insists Vegas doesn't know anything, which is just remarkable.
Obviously by a person that doesn't know anything.
Of all Russell's takes, that's an all-timer.
They just built that city being dumb.
Vegas has no rushing prop bets available for the Commanders besides Jaden Daniels. And
you know why? My top five rushing teams, and the Giants are horrible against the rush.
No.
Why would I just give it to you?
No, they would still set a line and get people to bet on it.
No, but what can I set a line? Two? They're going to run 2-3 touchdowns?
They set lines for everything.
But you never see some person going to score 2 or 3 touchdowns. You always see anytime, first touchdown, that type of thing.
You're talking touchdowns. I'm saying yardage. There's no B-Rob for 85 yards, Eckler for 65.
I don't think
that stuff's always available.
I think we haven't consistently had anybody that rushed consistently a certain amount every week to be able to probably say, oh, I think I could throw the line here or there.
They set those lines every week. Every week for years.
I look at a lot of stuff, too. I look at a lot of different things. And sometimes it's hard to find it consistently for one team opposed to how another team may be. Like Derrick Henry. I can go, obviously, and say, okay, Derrick Henry, over 95, over on the 95, because he's going to give you a bang or not.
But what I'm telling, like, you're right, but Derrick Henry prop bets are available. They're playing the Broncos. Javonte Williams prop bets are available.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a game. Bengals, Raiders. I'm just picking random games here. You could get Chase Brown, Alexander Mattison. Like, all these prop bets are available. It's weird that there are no prop bets Friday morning for the Commanders running backs, and I wonder what the deal with B-Rob is. Because he's been on, he missed the game 3 weeks ago now. Mm-hmm. He's been on the injury report back and forth since. Now he's on the injury report with a hamstring, not the knee. They listed him as limited for 2 days. It is odd that, and I understand if they're unsure about Brian Robinson, then you can't set an Eckler line and you can't set a McNichols line.
But that's the simple explanation right there.
Correct. Is that odd to you? Like, where are we on the level of, do we need to pay attention to this? Because Vegas clearly is.
Well, I'm not thinking it's odd. I mean, if the guy has been injured and he's limited in practice, naturally you might assume he may not be able to go, or he won't be able to go as he's accustomed to playing. And when you don't have that, then you start looking, well, how much will Eckler get and how much will McNichols get? So I can understand why they hadn't put anything out there. But for me, thinking about it, if he was limited in practice, he had a knee. Now he has a hamstring. They kind of work. They come after each other. And I don't think he's going to play in the game. Then you start wondering, okay, how is the game plan going to be?
That's what I'm asking you. Just looking at these factors kind of floating around.
Mm-hmm.
Level of concern, how big of a deal is any of that?
I think I have a level of concern because the last time B-Rob didn't play, they weren't effective in a run game.
Right.
Okay. So
I don't think he's not going to play.
No. I'm just saying the last time he didn't play.
Right.
So my concern only comes from that, because when he wasn't there, they seemed lost. Now, if he's not here for another game, or if he's there, whatever, and it may something happen in the game and he can't. I think they should be now equipped to be able to come up with something that can still have them effectively running the ball when he's not there. You get what I'm saying? That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
If you look at Washington this season, that Ravens game, I'm pulling it up right now. We all probably assume that was their lowest rushing total of the year, right? It was their lowest rushing total of the year by a wide margin.
Mm-hmm.
Washington comes into this game with the third best rushing attack by yards in the NFL. They've got, somebody can do the math for me. They've rushed for 1,326 yards through eight games. What's that, about 160 a pop, something like that?
1,3 what?
1,326 in eight games. They're averaging 5.2 yards
per game. 165.75 yards a game.
What was it?
165.
Okay, I knew it was about 160. So they're averaging about 160. Last week against the Bears, they had 168 on the ground. Against the Panthers, they went for 214. They're averaging 160. How low do you think that total was against the Ravens?
For their total?
Against the Ravens when B-Rob didn't play. This number stands out.
Probably 90-something.
Lanville, you got a guess?
68.
Jeffrey?
75.
52!
That was their team rush?
Team total rush yards. 52 rush yards against the Ravens. Now, Baltimore is really good against the run, and you didn't have Brian Robinson. There's a lot of factors
there. And they got behind. They started throwing the ball.
There's a lot of factors.
There's a lot of factors in there.
But that really stands out. You're averaging 160 a game. That's over 100 yards less.
Yeah. It stands out, but it doesn't stand out, because if you get in the game against the Ravens and you get behind, you're not running the ball anymore.
I agree.
So it's not the fact that you didn't run it effectively. Hell, you stopped running. You started throwing the football.
I think in that game, without B-Rob, they were like, we're just throwing it. I think offensively their game plan, because they knew Brian wasn't going to play that week, I think the game plan was to just go away from it, honestly. I don't think that'll be the game plan against the Giants. The Giants, if you just want to look at their defensive capabilities, they rank 14th in points allowed, 17th in yards allowed. They have a D-line designed to apply pressure to quarterbacks. Generally, that means you can run at them. They are 27th in yards allowed on the ground. Now, a lot of that can be game script, right? Because the Giants have gotten their ass kicked a bunch, so then teams just run the ball late in the game. Like, you can argue causation correlation on that. They are dead last in the NFL in yards per attempt against. The Giants are giving up 5.4 yards per carry. Mm. That's pretty stark.
Oh, you want to make sure you have them keep doing that and make that go up.
I'm very curious about the B-Rob thing. Maybe we get an actual update from DQ today. I'm guessing we won't, frankly. 11 a.m., Amani Toomer joins the program. Coming up next, Jeff Walker's got a hype song.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The NBA is back, and FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. And right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to make every moment more this season. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. After 3 month free trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Amani Toomer, Giants legend. He was on that first Giants Eli Super Bowl team, right?
I think he was.
I will pull that up. I believe he was. It's funny
I'm going to text him and say, call you in 10 minutes.
It's funny getting ready to go up to the Meadowlands because, yeah, he was on the Eli's first Super Bowl.
Amani could run, bro.
That was the helmet catch.
That dude could run. I'm telling you, man. And ran all damn day. Never got tired.
I'm going to pull up his let's get. I love this game. Let's guess Amani Toomer's fastest 40 time.
4.40.
At the combine, they've got him at 4.5.
Oh. Well, he ran faster than that on the field, I can tell you that.
6.3. I'm surprised. I didn't know he was a Cali guy. I know he went to Michigan. What do we think Randy Moss's fastest
4.38?
Did Randy go to the damn?
What? Faster than that?
Yeah.
4.33. 4.29. Faster?
Yes.
4.25.
Yes. Damn.
Hey, man.
That's been running like Randy Moss.
6.5?
I mean, what?
Wasn't he like 6.5?
Absolute freak. Yeah.
What was his vertical?
6.4. I'll pull it up. All right. Randy Moss combine. He was 75 inches tall, whatever that means. 34 inch arms. Mm. And then the hand. What was your hand size? Did you get to 10?
10 and 1/4.
He was 9.6.
I had bigger than his. His thing right here, boy.
So at his pro day, he ran a 4.38, got up to 19 miles an hour. Dude, his 10-yard split was 1.5. That is moving. Vertical was 33 inches. Woo! That's an athlete right there, man. Just an incredible, impressive athlete. Jeffrey, I am prepared. Are you prepared?
I am prepared, JP.
All right, man.
The song been here for 2 days. Jeff's just been here.
The floor is yours, Jeff. Folks, get fired up for Jeff's weekly hype song.
Okay, look, we going to New York. It's a division game. We need to win it. Fans, stay in it. Don't let these haters, you know, say anything that's going to deter your fandom. They say you annoying. You say so. We dealt with it for a long time. Let's get it, Landini.
We ain't listening to no negativity. We already shut one fan base up, and we willing to shut up many more. But to my players, don't you listen to no haters. Critics, analytics, keep your eyes on the prize and we gon' get it. It's time for a fight, not division. Let's win it. Let's win it. Don't you listen to no haters. Critics, analytics, it's time to buckle up and go and get it. It's time for a fight, not division. Let's win it. Let's win it. Run with me to a play last Sunday at the end of the game. Hail Mary, threw it up. The bears tipped the ball and the ball came to us. The fed went stupid, everybody wild. I'm running in my house, jumping up and down, screaming out loud. My cue
momentum on tilt. Yeah, they name the Giants, but that's not how they built. They both talking about my QB and his voice, you hear guilt. That he couldn't drive Jaden to get him over the hill. Cliff got it to his signs and it's about to get spooky. Drawing MVP plans for successor to rookie. Halloween weekend in New York is about to get scary. Cause nothing more frightening than Jaden the Terror. I got some demons on my defense and they hunting for souls. Make these Giants lay a golden goose, egg is the goal. We gon' strike my league neighbors, we gon' crush Daniel Jones. Win our seventh game and crush the Steelers. Don't you listen to no haters, critics, analytics. Keep your eyes on the prize and we gon' get it. It's time for a fight in our division. Let's win it. Let's win it. Don't you listen to no haters, critics, analytics. It's time to buckle up and go and get it. It's time for a fight in our division. Let's win it. Let's win it.
I like the Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Thank you. Thank you. Going good.
When you started that, you started off, boy, I was like, what the hell?
I like how Jeff started by saying, yeah, you know, if these people are annoying you, just ignore them. And I was like, that sounds like it really hits home for Jeff.
Nah, because people always say we being annoying. And I'm like, dude, do you know how many years? It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when we do it.
Yeah.
Bleep them.
Hate them.
Because.
I like the line about this Jaden to Terry combination. Yeah,
that was hot. That was hot.
I like that. It was good. We'll play it again, maybe 11:45, maybe 12:45. Actually, dude, at 11:45, this story is unbelievable. It's my buddy's little brother. I guess it's just my friend at this point. Hit a 5-leg parlay on a free play.
I saw that last night. At first, I saw it. I was like, God, that dude lucky. And I said, whoa, JP know him?
Dude, it's...
We got to try to work on one like that one
You've
day.
Met my boy Blaine. It's Blaine's younger brother.
Blaine, bring us some damn lunch today. Tell your younger brother to hook us up.
It's Hans. His father is a major, like, horse
Hans,
guy.
Hook us up.
All right, Jeff, who's making fun of my hat? What the hell's going on here? I think my kids messed up my hat.
I think your hat was sticking out far in your ears, dog.
Like, I don't know exactly what happened to this hat.
His hat was out far in his ears.
His hat used to fit me well. I think my daughter's messed with it. It's, like, way too big all of a sudden. I don't know. Is it better now?
Let me see. Yeah, you look a little better.
It's a little better.
Yeah, way better.
Shout out to Comandante Tequila. If you wonder why he's not in the chat, it's because he's here. He brought us donuts.
Some coffee and donuts.
The first donut I had was banging. What'd you get? I got like a lemon thing.
I had the one with some bacon on it.
Damn. B-Mitch out here eating bacon donuts.
Yeah, bacon bits.
When we come back, Amani Toomer, Giants Super Bowl winner, joins the program.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.